Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it's hard to believe, but the summer is nearly gone, and that means that it's time for kids to start heading back to school. Now, while kids probably aren't excited to see summer be over, they could be excited about what's on their lunch plates.
Well, let's hope so. And the better we do our job here, the Department of Agriculture, with our farm-to-school efforts, the more that's likely to happen. Of course, we may be kidding ourselves, but the whole point for our efforts is to do two things. Try to help put a better product on the table for our kids, create a new market, increased market for South Carolina farmers, and really threefold those things that we seem to be challenged by, like obesity. We think that the school children is one of the primary strategies that we need to go after, and we think our local sourced farm-to-school programs helps address all of that.
Now, this is a relatively young program for South Carolina Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, this is our fourth year, and it's one not only relatively young, but it's one that involves a lot of folks, not only from the department, our person, Amy Weaver, but also the Department of Education, Clemson University, Department of Health, Environmental Control. So everyone plays a part in this, trying to take what is a new program to us, maybe catch up with some of our neighboring states who have put more efforts into this longer. It's multifaceted, which I think brings some appeal to the schools, that we're not just saying, here's another lunch option, but it has several components to it.
So how can a school get involved if, in fact, they are not?
Well, we have a process that we have awarded grants before. And naturally, as all of our things do, you come to Department of Agriculture website. It's a great place to start, and just about to roll out a new website, so it'll be even easier. But agriculture.sc.gov, get to the page where you want to find the information, get in touch with Amy Weaver here in the department, and just find out what we offer, what it brings to them, whether it's helping organize a school garden, whether it's bringing some nutritional and educational type activities into the classroom, bringing the farmers in, those types of things. It just has appeal that we help bring it all together for them.
That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.